The following is a broadcast of Sitka Community Theater's live radio drama that was staged November 20th, 2015 at the Performing Arts Center.
From Hollywood comes romance.
As a junior at UCLA, I've run into my share of football players, track men, and biology professors. But Spike Harrison and Burdette were something else again.
And now, with Emily Kwong as Faye Brooks and Peter Apathy as Spike Harrison, Romance brings you the delightful story of a college undergraduate whose after-classes job proved almost too much for her. As Robert Carson told it in his laughable comedy, For Business Reasons. This is a story of Amelia Fish, Faye Brooks, Spike, and Burdette. And it all started in the Ready Room. Ready Room is run by the Students' League, and some of the college girls make their pin money hiring out as babysitters. As a matter of fact, there are several girls sitting around now waiting for calls to come in from tired, withering parents. At a desk sits Miss Amelia Fish, with a map of Los Angeles behind her. Miss Fish runs the Ready Room.
Why, of course. You want Betty to come over and sit with Merwin? I'll tell her right away.
Thank you, Miss Fish.
Not at all. Goodbye. Oh, Betty, this is yours, dear, Mrs. Stewart.
Oh, Mrs. Stewart, that 13th month monster of hers.
Now, Betty, please.
Sorry, but I just can't seem to draw anything that doesn't have to be kept off the chandeliers. Okay, Miss Fish, I'm on my way.
Don't worry, dear. Can't last forever.
Good evening, Miss Fish. Anything for me?
Oh, hello, Faye, dear. No, nothing yet. That nice Mrs. Grayson left town, you know.
Yes, I know. Last time I was there, she told me they would. Gee, just imagine. Trips all over the country, nice clothes, nice food.
Nice man! That's what you need, you know?
Which?
A nice man. You ought to get married.
I'm still in school, Miss Fish. I can't get married yet. It would mess everything up.
Just plowing through that book under your arm isn't going to straighten everything out. What is it, for heaven's sake?
Spengler's Decline of the West.
Oh.
I've got to read it. It's part of my course.
Excuse me, Faye. Students League Sitters Bureau, Amelia Fish speaking. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir, of course. Well, all the girls here are quite competent, and they all have...
Oh, Faye? Oh,
yes, sir.
Yeah.
I forgot to tell Miss Fish that I won't be working
tomorrow.
What's
your name, sir?
Tell her when she gets off the phone, huh?
I will, Betty.
Any
Bye.
Oh,
Sir?
Also... I'm going to cut
yes,
class
sir.
Tomorrow.
Of course
tell
you
her,
do.
Tell her I'm sick or something.
Quite.
I'm
quite all
going
right.
to the beach. I'll need relaxation after an
yes,
evening
we
with
can that,
that Merwin.
Also.
Oh, okay, Betty. Bye.
Well, I have it all. Harrison, 1060 Los Altos Road. Very good, Mr. Harrison. Goodbye. There now. Let me see. You're at the top of the list now, Faye, so this is yours.
Oh, what a way to work through college.
1060 Los Altos Road. Faye, that's only a couple miles north of here. You can take the Fairborn to Sierra Blanca Road and then walk two blocks east. Mr. Spike Harrison.
Who?
Well, I asked him for his initials, but he said everyone called him Spike. Though, he does sound cultivated, like a Harvard man.
Spike Harrison?
Oh, I'm sure he's all right. At any way, all you have to do is shriek very loudly and run down the middle of the road. They have a private alarm system up there.
If you say so. How many are there and how old?
Well, there's one and it's three.
Gee, that's wonderful. No formula. Maybe he or she or it will sleep all the time. When do I go?
Right away.
I'm gone.
Oh, Faye, dear.
Yeah.
You, might want to give me a ring when the people leave for the evening.
Give you a ring? Why?
Well, I just thought if, well, I could have the police look in on you.
Miss Fish, I need the money I can get from babysitting, but I don't need it so bad I have to worry
about... Now, Faye, dear, there's nothing to worry about. I told you Spike sounded very cultivated. He said he just heard of our service and thought it would be a big improvement over their previous practice.
What was their previous practice?
Well, Spike said they left the boy alone and let him scratch at the door and howl.
Yes, well.
Well, what can I do for you?
What can I do for you? I'm the sitter. I'm the sitter from the league.
Oh, of course. Come in. It was nice of you to come by. Sit down.
Thank you.
Have a drink?
I don't drink.
Oh, is that so? I'll be gone quite a while. You'll want something to read, probably. Do you care for magazines? Or
I have a book with me.
Oh, yes, a big one, isn't it? What's it called?
Spangler's Decline of the West.
Who wrote it?
A man named Spangler. So where's the kid?
Kid? Oh, you mean Burdette. He's outside. I'll bring him in.
Outside?
Just make yourself comfortable. Burdette, come on in. He's coming in.
Isn't
he's
it a little
in.
Cold for...
Come on. He gets carried away sometimes.
I can see that. Oh, man.
Here, let me get your book for you. Ooh, heavy, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There we are. Well, that's Burdette. I hope you'll like each other. Later on, you might let him out in the backyard and get him a drink of water. He's perfectly harmless.
Wait a minute. Is Burdette?
Yeah, that's right.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, strange dog. He hates to be alone.
Of course.
I only keep a day maid. The neighbors have complained about his howling. Every one of my doors has had to be refinished. You're really a godsend, Miss Brooks. Miss Brooks. Now, if he gets restless or uneasy, throw his ball for him. He also enjoys having his ears scratched.
Fine.
He'll try to coax you into letting him sit on your lap, but don't do it. He weighs 80 pounds. Good night, Miss Brooks.
It's your money. Good night. Burdette, I'll work a deal with you. You in your small corner and I in mine.
Oh, you are brilliant, Spike. I don't know how you think of all those witty things to say.
Well, this is the house. What do you think?
Oh, it's lovely. Quite bashing.
Burdette likes it, too.
And to think that just the two of you live here. Don't you ever get all topsy-turvy around here? Just you and your lonesome?
No. Burdette has his friends, and I have Burdette.
Don't you ever wish for a woman's touch?
The fact of the matter is that while I might... Burdette would disapprove.
Maybe if I won Burdette over to me, you might... Good grief! Who's that?
It's Burdette's sitter.
Sitter?
The sitter I got for Burdette from the league. I guess she fell asleep.
I was asleep.
Miss Brooks, this is Miss...
Miss Kramer.
Miss Brooks, this is Miss Kramer.
Hi.
Hello.
Miss Kramer and I have been drinking champagne, Miss Brooks.
That's nice. Burdette and I had an apple.
Oh, didn't you just love that jolly wee man who waited on us, Spike? And that swell orchestra.
Burdette and I listened to the radio.
Oh, I hope you weren't too lonely, Miss Brooks.
Oh, I was trying to teach Burdette tricks. Until I fell asleep.
Burdette isn't too good at tricks.
Isn't too good? That dog can barely walk without getting confused. He's as sharp as a rowboat.
I think Burdette's just too wonderful.
He's a jerk.
Well, I must drive Miss Kramer home, Miss Brooks. Can we drop you off at the bus or something?
Are you going to bring Burdette along?
Oh, yes. Jolly good. It'll be swell.
Actually, it's no trouble to walk to the bus. Well, I hope everything has been satisfactory, Mr. Harrison.
I'm sure it has. You've done very well.
The League will send you a bill. Oh, I also had a Coke. That's okay?
Drop in anytime. There's more where that came from. Good night.
Good night, Miss Kramer.
Goodbye.
Burdette.
Did you meet the new boy? He's kind of cute.
By himself.
Miss Brooks! Oh, Miss Brooks!
Good evening, Miss Fish.
Well, I'm glad you're here. My, I was worried about you last night. You should have called me, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot all about it. It was a little strange.
Strange? What do you mean?
I sat with the dog. We ate an apple. I was astonished.
Well, I almost called the police. I was afraid something had happened.
I didn't mean to worry you, but after playing catch with Burdette, I forgot.
With whom?
With the dog, Burdette. I guess I went to sleep. Mr. Harrison was standing talking to some gal when I woke up.
Was she his young lady friend?
With the amount of clothes she was wearing, she could have been his Lady Godiva.
Is that a fact?
For goodness sakes, don't look at me like that. I'm not jealous.
Of course not, dear.
Certainly not of a man I've met for the first time with some woman I've never seen before.
Now, Faye, dear.
Look, Miss Fish, you've been playing a homespun cupid with me so long and so hard that I'm convinced you have some tie-in with the justice of the peace.
All I said was, is that a fact?
Fine.
I did a little bit of investigation regarding this Mr. Spike Harrison, though.
Okay.
Up at the university, they tell me he's the most successful architect in the last 2 decades.
I don't have any intention of living the full life playing second fiddle to a drafting board.
Oh, he's just finishing up the new Corn Exchange building, and he has plans for a hotel in Beverly Hills.
Ooh.
And he's building all sorts of private homes. He's just coining money, naturally.
Naturally.
And it just so happens he's not married.
Now look!
Oh, excuse me, dear. Students League Sitters Bureau, Amelia Fish speaking. Oh, good evening, Mr. Harrison. Spike. Oh, Miss Brooks, immediately. Oh, of course, of course. Thank you, Spike.
That was Spike, huh?
Yes. Oh, and quite a coincidence. He wants you up there at his place right away to sit with Burdette.
That dog is a case of arrested canine development.
Pity is akin to love. I read that somewhere.
Okay, I'm going. But remember, Miss Fish, this is a sitter's league. Nothing more.
This is Spike Harrison at 1060 Los Altos Road. I wondered if Miss Brooks could come up again and... Oh, that's fine. Thank you, Miss Fish. Hello, this is Spike Harrison at 1060 Los Altos Road. I wondered if... Oh, that's fine. Thank you, Miss Fish. This is Spike... Oh, thank you, Miss Fish.
Hi again. This is getting to be a bit of a habit,
good
you know.
Good evening, good evening. Come in, won't
Thank you?
Thank you. Do sit down, Miss Brooks.
Where's Burdette?
He's outside somewhere. He'll be glad to see you again.
Last night, he had me down for the count of 9.
After all the times you've been coming up here, he looks on you as a very dear and a very old friend.
If he just look, I wouldn't mind so much.
Miss Brooks, is it all right if I call you Faye? After all, I've known you 5 days.
We might as well give it a whirl.
Good. I notice you've another of those big books under your arm. I hope Burdette gives you a chance to read.
I'm sorry. I spoke harshly of Burdette the first time I was here. I guess it was that strip teaser you had with you. She upset me.
Oh, she wasn't a strip teaser. That was Miss...
Kramer.
Kramer, yes. I forget her first name. But her father's one of the biggest contractors in town.
Uh-huh.
I had to be nice to her. For business reasons.
And that Miss Campbell you were out with the second night I was here?
Miss Campbell? Oh, Miss Campbell. Her brother's a wonderful boss carpenter.
I see. And who is it to be tonight?
It's a Miss, Morrisby. Just happens her father is one of the biggest...
Never mind. It doesn't matter.
Now, this is quite a formal affair I'm going to tonight, so I may be later than usual.
I'm very happy for you. Burdette and I will drink a toast to you at midnight.
And I will drink a toast to you at the same hour.
Look, Spike, will you be offended if I say something?
No, not at all. What?
I just wonder if... If you...
You just wonder if what?
Oh, I don't know what I wonder. Never mind.
Maybe you aren't feeling well. Maybe I should take you home.
You'd never get your foolish old buildings up if you wasted time on me. I'm all right. Burdette and I will have a peachy time. Just the two of us.
Well, if you're sure it's all right, I'll push along.
It's all right, Spike. Good night and happy contacting.
This is six nights in a row that Spike has asked for you.
Yeah, I know.
He said, and I quote, age cannot wither, no custom stale, the infinite variety of your sitting.
Uh-huh.
He'd like to engage you again tonight, but he's worried. You don't seem to like the dog, and yet all the other girls he knows think Burdette is wonderful.
He makes me so mad. He's just an old opportunist. Spike, that is. He only goes with girls who are related to people who can help him with his work. He's a low, fawning, self-seeking...
My dear, they also serve who only sit and wait.
I'm sure. I don't know why I should be so upset. He's nothing to me. Why should I care how he operates? I guess I've been reading so much Decline of the West, I'm beginning to believe it.
Then I can tell Spike you're available tonight?
As far as I'm concerned, you can tell Spike to take
dear.
His big ego. Oh, yes. Tell him I'm available.
It's been another of those long evenings for Faye Brooks. While Mr. Harrison has been out with another of his seemingly endless supply of young ladies. But now... It's well after midnight, and Faye looks up as the door opens.
Oh, Spike, I don't know how you think of such clever things like that.
Oh, good evening, Miss Brooks. Still awake?
It's a little difficult to sleep with Burdette in the same room.
We've been drinking vodka. Oh, by the way, Miss Brooks, this is Miss...
Fairbanks.
Yes.
How do you do?
Spike, darling, I think your house is just darling.
Miss Brooks is the sitter for Burdette.
Oh, and I just love Burdette. Mm. Oh, you wonderful, wonderful dog.
Miss Brooks is quite a reader. Reads heavy stuff. Stuff she can barely lift. Tonight, for instance.
Farbstein's Myths of Economic Progress.
Farbstein's Myths of Economic Progress? Who wrote that?
I don't know. Mr. Harrison, if that's all, I'll go now.
Oh, the buses have stopped running. I'll drive you home.
What about Burdette?
Fairbanks.
Miss Fairbanks will look after him. Won't you, Miss Fairbanks?
Why, I can think of nothing I'd enjoy more.
Well, this is it. This is where I live.
Here? In these? Former barracks? Why do they do these things? With a little dash of ingenuity, a little taste...
And the help of a father of some babe with a plunging neckline.
Why are you living here?
Because I'm the type a church mouse would give money to, not because I like former barracks.
You live alone?
No. I share with an ex-GI and an ex-Wave and a six-month-old baby. The Wave and the GI are going to school. The baby's theirs and isn't going to school. I'm going to school, and I'm a junior. I sleep on the couch.
Soldier, what's your age, height, and weight?
18, 5'2", 110 pounds, no political affiliation, sir.
Youth. Youth, why, you can't even vote. You... Miss Brooks, come here.
Oh.
Oh, you don't know what a trial Burdette was until you came along. I hope you didn't mind my kissing you like that.
Was a little unexpected.
I just couldn't help it. It sort of came over me, especially since I knew you were upset about something. You were kind of pouting.
Spike.
Are you too offended to have a date with me tomorrow night?
You mean for sitting?
No, a regular date.
Well.
And could you wear something besides those saddle shoes and that baggy sweater?
I guess so. But I won't have that new bear look that all your other dates have had.
Oh, that's all right. How about it?
Gee, hard to know what to say other than, okay.
I'll come by for you at 7,
no,
then.
No, I'll meet you at your place. Where I live, it's too crowded to receive anybody.
Oh, that's wonderful service. But remember, you won't be on salary tomorrow night.
Wonderful. No inhibitions.
Oh, and one more thing. Now, you should tell me what you've been so upset about.
Oh, it's all over now. You still want to see me. Everything's fine. I don't even know how this happened.
And just a little more lemon to that Coke, young man. For 10 cents, I expect more than ice water.
Hello, Miss Fish.
Oh, hello. Sit down and join me, Faye. I'm having my pause that refreshes. What are you up to?
Big night tonight. A date with Spike.
Oh, I'm astonished. Well, I'll be darned. You like him, hmm?
All I can say at this time is when I'm around him, I feel like I'm going to blow my top.
Well, that's an interesting modern idiom.
Last night, he kissed me.
That's interesting, too.
Do you think I ought to wear that green dress that I've been saving for the annual homecoming dance?
Certainly. Shoot the works. This is the year of decision.
It's pretty daring.
My dear child, with some girls that dress might be daring. With you it might be self-destruction. Wear it anyway.
Oh, good evening, Miss Brooks. You're... Wow.
I can hear the radio from here. But aren't you going to let me in? You've always done it before.
Well, yes. Yes, of course.
What's the matter?
It's just that your dress is... That you look so... Well, you didn't really have to be quite so formal. This was going to be a quiet evening at home.
Don't you like my dress?
I love it, but it hardly fits in with flannels and Burdette chewed sneakers.
If you're happy, I don't care.
I was late getting home. I'm just fixing something in the kitchen. You hungry?
Well, as a matter of fact, I am. I've been saving up since last night because I thought we were going out somewhere.
Oh. Would you mind eating here?
Of course not. After all, anyone can go to the Flamingo Room.
Well, come on in the kitchen. You can watch.
These high heels don't hurt my feet yet. Can we just go out somewhere while this all lasts?
Who'd take care of Burdette?
Oh, I'll just watch out in the kitchen.
You know, you're an odd girl.
What do you mean?
Well, you don't think my house is darling.
No.
And you don't think Burdette is the most wonderful dog in the world.
I'm not crazy about either of them.
I've always said, love me, love my dog. Hand me the salt, will you? Thanks. So, what are you majoring in at school?
Economics.
Not home economics. You can't cook, can you?
No, not much better than you can. Here's a rag to wipe that egg off with.
Oh, thanks. You know, this whole thing is structurally wrong between us. It's a sort of a triangle, if you include Burdette. How do you happen to be a sitter?
To quote a joke from an earlier generation, because I'm working my way through school.
That's my generation you're talking about. That's what I mean.
You're not that much older than I am.
When I'm in a wheelchair at some sanitarium,
oh,
you'll
God.
Only be starting to worry about your
you
figure.
You certainly answer your problems as fast as they come along, don't you?
No point being foolish about it. You're still a child.
Still a child, huh? Put down that egg beater for a minute.
Perhaps not a child.
Let's take this food in the other room. The kitchen's awful hot. You know, Spike, there's something about sitting in front of a fire. Do you still think Burdette would mind too much if there were three of us? You and Burdette and me, I mean?
We could talk him into it.
I've been so unfair to you, Spike. Thinking all those things about you and those...
Those other girls? Well, I admit it looks pretty calculating.
I told her you were a cold-blooded opportunist, you know.
Miss Fish?
Yeah, she told me I was wrong.
She's a good gal. We've had several long talks. Look, Faye, I know we just met, but now I know. I love you. I know you don't want to get married right away, but will you file it for future reference?
Spike, against my better judgment, yes, I will marry you. I love you. I'll marry you anytime you say.
So in the comments,
and last night, he finally asked me to marry him, Miss Fish.
He finally asked you?
Yes.
You mean after knowing him for almost 7 days, the old slowpoke got around to it?
Isn't it wonderful?
Oh, yes, dear, I think it is. Of course, I had an idea it was coming.
You did?
Of course. I house mother at a sorority once. I know all the symptoms. As a matter of fact, I really should take a little credit for the whole romance.
What do you mean?
Once I knew about his stratagem with the young ladies, Campbell, Kramer, Morrowsby, the others, I decided to take matters into my own hands myself.
What are you talking about?
Well, it so happens there's a rich lumbering family in the state of Washington by the name of Brooks. They own thousands of acres of virgin timber.
You're not going to say that...
So, I called Burdette, or Spike, and told him that you were the daughter of old man Brooks, the lumber king.
Oh.
Told him it was a family tradition that all the young ones had to make their own way. But by the time you're 21, you'd have enough 6x8s in your own name to cover the whole state of Texas.
Oh, no!
Quite a little idea for speeding things up. After all's fair in love and war, you know.
Oh, Miss Fish, you couldn't.
Students League Sitters Bureau. Oh, no, Mr. Harrison, I haven't seen Miss Brooks. She hasn't been in at all. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I'll give her the message. Students League Sitters... Oh, I haven't heard anything from her myself, Mr. Harrison. Yes, sir, I will. Students League... Oh, hello, Mr. Harrison. I know, it's been 3 days. No, I haven't. But if you'll take the advice of a meddling woman who caused it all, just wait. She'll come back.
Hello?
Good evening, Miss Brooks. Isn't it funny how I can always remember your name? Come in and have an apple.
Thanks. I thought you'd be in an evening jacket. Aren't you wining and dining anymore?
No, I've been too low in my mind. You know, it's been 4 days since I've heard from you.
I know. I disappeared.
I know.
What have you been doing?
Sitting home with Burdette. We eat egg burgers.
Where's Kramer, Campbell, and Morrisby?
Who knows? Out with other architects.
I'll take Burdette out for a walk if you want.
No, thanks.
No charge?
No, thanks. You know, I'm thinking of burning this place to the ground.
Oh, no. This is a darling house.
Also, I'm thinking of having Burdette put to sleep.
Oh, no. You couldn't do that. I adore him.
You do?
You know I do.
Oh, darling.
Oh, Spike.
You know, I'm too old for this. We might as well recognize it.
You're not too old. I'm young and strong. I'll take care of you. I'll be your old age benefit.
I ask this question for the second time and against my better judgment. Will you marry me?
Of course I will. Everything's settled. Oh, no. Wait, it isn't. Everything's still spoiled. Miss Fish lied to you. I'm not the right Miss Brooks. I have absolutely no virgin forests.
I knew that right along. Last winter in Palm Springs, I had some dates with the right Miss Brooks. She was homely. You're beautiful. You're not the same girl.
We're not?
Uh-uh.
Oh, Burdette. Aren't we lucky?
Romance, produced by Shannon Hoglan and directed by Shirah Kahan, has brought you Robert Carson's delightful comedy, For Business Reasons. Tonight, starring Emily Kwong and Peter Apathy. Featured in the cast were Marcy Drake, Hiloa Courtney, Ayla McNeely, and me, your faithful announcer, Fido Davis. Stop! Don't touch that dial! Stay tuned for Sitka Community Theater's next compelling radio drama, A Fairy Tale.
You are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW, Sitka.
Somewhere there's music.
That you love me, it's I love you.